Mr. King was born in Painesville, Ohio, on February 21, 1891. He was only 14 when he wrote his first march.
Our guest on the Summer Bandstand tonight is the composer of some of America's finest marches.
This 1950 broadcast is from NBC Radio in New York City.
Visiting us from Fort Dodge, Iowa, here is Mr. Carl King.
He moved to Fort Dodge in the autumn of 1920 and became director of the Fort Dodge Municipal Band.
Carl King and his Emblem of Freedom March.
11-year-old Kristen's class project in Fort Dodge spans the remarkable career of Carl King. His 300 compositions, band director for the Buffalo Bill Wild West Show and Barnum and Bailey Circus. He was also a fixture in Des Moines.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Iowa State Fair proudly presents the music of Carl King, the March King.
But you played at the Iowa State Fair.
38 years there, and there's where my old circus experience came in, Andy, because we played all the acts in front of the grandstand.
WHO-TV interviewed King for his 80th birthday.
I never could decide which way to go on, either writing or directing or on the show business angle or the concert. And the only way I could resolve them was by just doing a little of each, see?
Happy birthday, dear Carl!
Ole Olson was one of the Fort Dodge musicians singing Happy Birthday 36 years ago and still plays baritone with the band today.
I always said that there was nobody that was named more aptly because he had a regal bearing about him. He could walk into a room of the greatest band directors and things at a convention in Chicago, and he would just immediately command everybody's attention.
Spectators filled stadiums and town squares when Carl King was in town. In 1960, he conducted a record 13,000 musicians at the University of Michigan. A year later, fans in Oskaloosa showed their respect by cheering and honking their horns. In Fort Dodge, King was mayor of music. At a roast in 1966, the real mayor, Albert Hebb, seemed to acknowledge that.
I am not, by nature, a bass drum player, as Carl has brought to my attention any number of times.
I believe he was Fort Dodge's most famous citizen.
Little Kristen is now grown up. Before she could submit this report in 1971, her Carl King biography became an obituary. He died 10 days after she got the last interview with Iowa's greatest march composer.
What song that you composed was your favorite?
The one that I'm best known by. Most people in my life, Barnum and Bailey's favorite march.
The flags at many places were flown at half mast from the time of his death until he was laid to rest.
This rendition of Barnum and Bailey's favorite is played by the historic Carl King Municipal Band, which opened its 2007 season last month in Fort Dodge.